The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, it's Jordan Younger, your host of the Balanced Blonde Soul on Fire podcast. Here we go deep on all things astrology, awakening, wellness, motherhood, channeling, aliens, and so much more. We have deep conversations. We go to other realms. It's a lot of fun. So stick around. Let's dive on in. I cannot wait to connect. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the show. I'm so happy that you're here. If this is your first time listening, welcome. And I'm thrilled that you made it to the podcast. Today, you are in for a very special episode with one of my all-time favorite guests and one of my best friends in the entire world, Jenna Zoe. Jenna is the founder of the My Human Design app and the author of the Human Design book that is literally the go-to manual for all things human design. She is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, and she is my personal guru on speed dial. And you guys know, I don't actually believe in the whole guru thing, but she is literally one of my closest friends. She has become family to me over the years. She's family to Atticus and Jonathan, and we love her so much. Today's episode is a really fun and special one with Jenna, and I know that you're going to love it. We get into everything from parenting with human design, updates on her life, and spiritual updates from her family, all different kinds of things. And this is the reflector episode that you guys have been requesting ever since 2017, when Jenna first came on the show. I am a reflector, and if you don't know what that means, just tune in to the rest of this episode and you will learn. But reflectors are 1% of the population, and although that doesn't sound like a lot, there are a lot of us, and particularly a lot of us who listen to this show. So you guys have been wanting this reflector episode. Selfishly, obviously, I want the reflector episode. And she shares a lot of different tips for not just reflectors in this conversation, but non-energy beings in general, which also includes projectors. And we discuss all the other types too, because I can never leave anybody out, obviously, and of course. And we get into so many other things. I can't even remember where we went because we went so deep on so many different topics. But Jenna is a spiritual jack of all trades, and I know that you're going to love this conversation. And also, if you feel inspired to rate and review the show once you listen on Apple or Spotify, please do. It helps with visibility so much. And you can send me a screenshot to jordan@thebalancedblonde.com so I can thank you by sending you my free yoga ebook. And lastly, if you have not signed up for my meditation platform yet, now is the time. We have a live channeling event coming up on Monday, April 8th, the day of the solar eclipse. And we are announcing the new name of the platform. We have our Awakened April Challenge, which is full of everything from Kundalini meditations to yoga to walking meditations and beyond. And I just simply cannot wait to connect with you guys over there. So you can find the link either in the show notes or on my blog, truly in all the places. And without further ado, let's get into this episode with one of your favorite guests ever, ever, ever on the show and one of mine, Jenna Zoe. Welcome back to the show, Jenna.
Thank you for having me.
I love having you. It's not going to feel like work or podcasting to me at all because it's just chatting with one of my closest people in the whole world who I love so much that I could cry. I just love having you here. And the audience is thrilled to have you back.
Bring it on.
Yes. Okay, let's start by what is new in your life? So the last time you were on the show was 2022. Mm-hmm. Now we're March, April, almost 2024. What's new in your life?
The first thing that comes to mind, which is really such an unexpected miracle, which makes me think as well about how manifesting is not even necessarily like so much about getting things, but becoming things, because then I really feel like the world around you shifts so much. And the most amazing thing, the biggest surprise of my year so far, has been that 15 years ago when I got into spirituality and I started going to the Kabbalah Center, I would go once a week, sometimes twice, and I was in my young 20s, like living with my parents still. And I would have to lie about where I was going because it was so radical and you know, taboo and forbidden and weird and was it a cult and whatever.
Yeah.
And I grew up always wanting parents that I was like close to and very spiritually aligned with and kind of spiritual running buddies and seeing life the same way. And I really went through a death of truly, fully giving that up and becoming okay with it since I started really fully launching myself into this world. Completely through their own volition, never through me telling them about it, talking to them about it, nothing, only when it came up in conversation. I now have the family that I always wished I was because them on their own journey got there and it had nothing to do with me. I'd fully surrendered that agenda and it's been the biggest, biggest blessing of my life to have a family that I dreamed of that I almost had to be okay with never having. And now I pinch myself every day, the relationships I have with my two siblings and my parents.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Mm-hmm. And do you feel like they followed your lead or they truly found it on their own?
I think we are all dying for it, but we just kind of want to feel someone going first, even if they're not talking about it. It's just, you know, you just raise your energy and it kind of grooves a different possibility mm-hmm. for those people to get mm-hmm. there with us. You know, life has its own curriculum for every single person where it's going to micromanage the tests and the situations that are going to make you grow anyway. So I don't even need to, you know, engineer all that stuff. And through life giving them, you know, grace in their perfect timing, I was able to see when they got there, like, not see I told you, but oh my gosh, I'm so happy we're here. You
yes.
know, like we're here together. And now we all help each other. But I really do think that sometimes when you do feel like you stick out so much, it really is just about being brave enough to go first for yourself, not for mm-hmm. them, not to show them something. And people do follow.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
Yeah.
It's more like leading by example. Like you don't necessarily try to bring the family into it, but they see what you're doing. They see that you're happy and that you're aligned, even if it's subconscious.
Mm.
And then they find it for themselves.
Yeah.
So are they into Kabbalah or?
So my brother's like knee deep.
Okay, that's what I noticed when we were at the Kabbalah event and your sister was saying hi to David. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm Jenna and Andrew's sister. And he's mm-hmm. like, Andrew, so mm-hmm. into Kabbalah. I was yeah. meaning to talk to you about that.
Yeah. So he is knee deep in Kabbalah. My dad is doing subconscious work. My mom is like, they have tons of people that they go see, things that they're learning all the time, the conversations that we all have and share. And you know, my dad is bridging on 68 mm-hmm. and never was into this stuff his whole entire life. And he said to me the other day, you know, the three most important things that have ever happened to me in my life was getting married, having kids, and now at this age, discovering that I had a subconscious. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
This makes me want to cry. That's so huge.
I know.
And knowing how similar that our dads are in so many ways.
Mm.
Oh my God.
I
if
know.
I could hear my dad say those words to me,
I
it would
know.
Be all I need in this life.
I know. And I think it's really taught me about, oh, this is what surrender is. You know, you
yeah.
understand all these concepts in different layers as you go. I kind of thought it's like mentally forcing yourself to give something up or whatever. But I really went through a death of, you know what? I'm going to be okay if they just are the way they are because mm-hmm. clearly they're not changing. So I either have to fight it or accept mm-hmm. it. So I'm done with fighting it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, years and years and years later to be at
wow.
this point.
Yeah, I kind of remember having those conversations with you even after our ceremony, which you reminded me of the other day.
Mm.
Are you okay with if we talk about the mushroom
of course.
Ceremony? The deepest mushroom ceremony of all time. And even just bringing it up now, I think is going to kind of bring me back mentally, subconsciously, speaking of the subconscious, in some ways, this was a year and a half ago. And we were just both talking about how we're still integrating so much from that experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember having a conversation with you at the tree, the mm-hmm. beautiful olive tree, right? Olive mm-hmm. tree. Oh my God. And saying so much to you about family and we're breaking patterns, we're showing them and mm. feeling your family, feeling my family, and just what a trip.
Yeah, it's funny. Mushrooms make you so telepathic where I feel like, well, they make me really telepathic, and I think they do you as well, where you kind of start to be inside other people's minds. But I think it's, one of my friends said to me one time, which really revolutionized the way I thought about family, which is that every generation has a step forward of humanity that they need to accomplish. And so, you know, for our parents, it was huge to get divorced, be able to get divorced and have reproductive rights and women to properly work and all those things. And now that we've established that, like, okay, baton is over to us. And now we get to, you know, once all those things have kind of been semi-established, like, we get to move it forward with consciousness and spirituality. And it's a two-way street because they've given us so much. But also think about the generation before them. Like, it was a huge achievement for, you know, that post-World War generation to put food on the table, to send their kids to higher education. So I think, as much as this time also feels crazy, it's humbling to know that they went through things that seemed like the end of the world to them, that were their proper, like, karma. Mm-hmm. And so my friend said to me, their ceiling becomes our floor.
Yes.
So that's how we pass it on.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. And think about our kids and the future. Like, oh my God, if this ceiling is their floor, they're going to just take the world and run with it.
I know. The founder of Human Design used to kind of, he was a little jokey with things sometimes and quite dry. And he used to say, like, you guys can all benefit from this if you want, but who this really is for the kids. Because if we can raise them without the conditioning of being anything other than what they are, they have so much less deconditioning and shedding of layers to do so they can fly.
Yeah. It's so true. Okay, well, it's perfect that you bring that up because I want to talk about raising children, knowing their human design. I was listening to, you know this, on Stassi's podcast. Shout out to Vanderpump Rules. When I saw that Jenna was on there, I was like, this is amazing. Bridging so many worlds and so many things that I love in one place. You guys talked a lot about parenthood, and she had a lot of profound questions for you about raising her children. And every time I talk to you about this, it just gives me so much permission to be the kind of parent that I am and to see Atticus and my future daughter for exactly who they came here to be. Do you think it's more important to raise your child off of their human design or your own human design?
Ooh,
or is it a combo?
That's it's obviously a combo, but I think that there is so much facts and information about what's the right parent to be, that we're comparing ourselves to this fictional idea that is just getting added to every day, that we can't even name what that ideal is.
Totally. The conscious parenting world, man, like, there's a lot of rules.
Yeah. And so it's like we think we're not living up to something, but we can't even describe something, what that thing is. And so what we always need to remember with parenting is that your kids obviously chose the exact path that they needed to in this life. And so instead of trying to figure out how to be the best parent, you need to be the best you in that dynamic. So, for example, if you are not supposed to be, if you don't have it in you to be very nurturing, but you have it in you to create systems, like, that's what that child is going to need to feel loved from you, is you sharing your gifts. And everyone is an energy reader, but especially kids. And they just mostly want to feel loved and that they're going to be okay. And so when you are in your lane, essence-wise, you are shining out a security and safety that you give to yourself when you're being yourself, that they pick up on, right? So instead of you trying to be a good nurturer and being so hands-on, if that doesn't come naturally to you, the kid's going to pick up that you're kind of efforting and trying and squeezing yourself into a box. And that's a really bad energy, to really unhelpful energy to seed into a kid, right? Mm-hmm. That they're witnessing parents trying to be something other than what they are. And so for any parent, I always say, get, like, super clear on the way you would ideally want to parent, and then please do that. And obviously you can prune, okay, how much of it is just ego, how much of it is truly me, but knowing your own chart is like, okay, this kid is going to want to understand things from me because I'm really good at explaining. So that's going to be the type of mom I am. And we need moms who are the nurturers, and we need the ones that are the explainers, and we need the ones who are the planners, and we need the ones who are the alpha females, and we need all the different types. And so if we were more together as a society, we would have all of that kind of wash, beautiful sea of different kinds of people coming together to create that environment for a child where they see everyone has their perfect role. but you have to do yours.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Because I feel like so many people are looking at their child's human design, their child's astrology, but sometimes we forget to look at our own and to know. So I'm a reflector with a manifesting generator sun, and those two things couldn't be more different. So he's teaching me so much. And it's important to remember, I don't have to try to be like him or like Jonathan or have more energy than I do because I'm a reflector. Not that I don't have energy. Very different than the manifesting generator's energy.
Absolutely.
So what are your thoughts on reflectors and projectors as parents?
So what's interesting about reflectors, so projectors and reflectors are what we call non-energy beings. But because reflectors are the most radically open, they can take on the most from the outside world and reflect it back. So with reflectors, it's really interesting because, and you know this, when you're around those kind of people, you can become the most energized. Like you can outdo the manifesting generators times 10 because you feel that coursing through your body, right? So the key with that is really to not over-identify with that as being, that should be my norm. It's like, oh, I pop in when I'm around him. I do the thing. I have fun feeling that energy course through my body. But I also know when it's enough. And I don't measure my normal up to that standard. And I also don't measure my normal up to the very low standard. It's like, it's fun to swim between the waves. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so reflectors, when they're not living their design, they can either be like literally off the walls the entire time, or they can be like unable to move. But the fun is like being able to just dip into both and everything in between and not have to fix your identity on any one of those states being better or worse than the others. It's all an experience. Mm-hmm.
I love to hear that.
Yeah.
It's so such a good reminder for me because I definitely have those days where I'm on fire and I'm feeling all of the passion coursing through my bones and the energy. And then the days come where I don't feel that way. And it's sad. I'm like, no, I want the energy back.
I know.
But none is better or worse.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's really the gift that reflectors have is they can play with the spectrum so much more than everyone else. So like if you can just start to see it as like a fun thing and something that other people would envy, then it just turns the whole thing around, you know?
That is the headspace to be in. Love. Did you happen to know that hair thinning will happen to approximately 1 in 2 women? If you're among them, know that you are not alone. Hair thinning is normal, but it's not openly talked about, and going through it can feel lonely and frustrating and isolating. Join the over 1 million people that are doing something about it with Nutrafol. I started taking Nutrafol when I was postpartum because I think everybody knows about postpartum hair thinning, how common it is, how frequent it is, and I particularly had hair thinning around my hairline. So when I would wear my hair in a ponytail or a bun, slick back bun, which I'm always wearing, it was pretty noticeable. So I started taking Nutrafol and I have loved the results. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. So the root cause of hair thinning is different for everyone. So there's not such a thing as a one-size-fits-all approach. That is why Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair, your particular hair, what it needs to grow through different stages, such as postpartum, menopause, as well as different lifestyles like plant-based diets and beyond. It is a physician-formulated formula with drug-free ingredients. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking the supplement for 6 months. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BALANCED. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BALANCED. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BALANCED.
This is Gracie Norton from the Wellness Her Way podcast, the ultimate sanctuary for a welcoming approach to wellness. It seems like every day there's a new food we're not supposed to eat, a new cleanse to take part in, or a new workout that claims to give us a flat stomach within a week. Rather than hopping on trends, we're going back to the roots of wellness and making a home of our body, mind, and soul. If you're seeking physical growth, emotional abundance, or simply a more fulfilling life, tune in to the Wellness Her Way podcast on November 6th. Get ready to embrace your body through all its forms and get back to the roots of wellness.
And then what about projectors as parents?
So it's interesting with projectors because there are different levels of energy as projectors, because you have energy projectors, you have classic projectors, and you have mental projectors, and they all function slightly differently. But mainly the thing with projectors is that they really have to keep clear on the fact that their output is limited. So actually, if you can be embrace being a little more hands-off physically, you can still be there guidance-wise, you can still be there vocally, you can still be there energetically, but just not physically necessarily trying to keep up, especially if your kids are not also projectors or reflectors. Mm-hmm. If you have a manifestor child, you know, do what you do really well and, for example, come up with a system that keeps them entertained for so long, and you get to watch them and that's a game. Or I think about my dad, who is a projector, and he didn't obviously know this at the time, but he would keep us entertained for hours without having to do like barely anything, because he invented this, like, it was called Lego Wars. And so we would each get like pieces of Lego, and then we'd have to like creatively invent, like, okay, the square one is like, oh, this is like a block of blood, which is gonna, if I drop it from the ceiling, you know, the small red one, like if I drop it from the ceiling, it's gonna annihilate everyone. And then the person with the dinosaur is like, no, because the dinosaur isn't allergic to blood and they can kind of, and honestly, we would just go round and round and round, and he would just be like overseeing, right? So that's the kind of parent that you want, is the parent that's the overseer, the parent that, you know, it doesn't mean that your quality of time together is not as good, but you're just clear on what your limits are, mm-hmm. so that you can stay a good parent and not get bitter, which is our not self, our sign that we're mm-hmm. not living our design as projectors.
Oh, so we'll all up. Projectors, not self, is bitterness. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
And all reflectors is disappointment, mm-hmm. which we've spoken
I'm
about.
I'm familiar with. I'm familiar with that feeling, yes. Oh my God. Okay, this is speaking my language. Atticus has so many games that just require me like sitting on the couch watching him. I love it. Mm-hmm. But then he's like, okay, now you be the monkey jumping on the bed. And I'm like, no, maybe not. Well, mm-hmm. I'm 21 weeks pregnant, but
yeah,
maybe.
It's also so funny because what's coming to me is that we try to not say no to the kids, and mm-hmm. we try to not be disappointing and measure that as being a good mom. But actually, how freeing to model instead saying no, not participating, but still being there and being loving, and that not being a thing to mm-hmm. be scared of.
Totally.
You know, like, oh, we're different. You like different things in you. I mm-hmm. still love you to bits. Mm-hmm. And that's totally. The model that we want to give, so that when they go to school or high school or whatever, and they feel like someone says no to playing with them, they're like, cool, but that doesn't mean I'm not loved. Mm-hmm.
That's so true. Yeah. And it's so wild to watch little kids because they're so intuitive and they already know. He knows that Jonathan's the person to go to if you want to play and wrestle and jump on his shoulders and like be silly, which I can be pretty silly too, but they can be very goofy. And then to me, if he gets a boo-boo and he needs a kiss and he needs a hug, or if he wakes up in the middle of the night and needs someone to come comfort him and me, I don't think that's just like a father versus mother thing. Mm-hmm. I think it's an energy type.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. And it's your essence. And he'd go to your parents as well for different things.
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah. This morning he woke up and he's like, Nana, Papa, now. So my parents came downstairs at 8 in the morning. So wow. cute. Okay. So a request that we've had forever is a reflector episode. And we've talked about several things and we will continue to. But to get into some reflector stuff, mm-hmm. because I do feel, even though we're rare, I happen to collect reflectors. We have mm-hmm. a lot of reflectors who listen to this podcast. And there's just not a lot. There's not as much stuff out there for mm-hmm. us because there's not as many of us.
Yeah.
So what do you have to say to all of us reflectors?
So what I have to say is, even though you're 1% of the population, 1% of a billion is still a lot. So you will always be able to find each other.
True.
Actually, one of the reasons why in the app we now have this community feature is because I want people to find their other types to kind of experiment through the same thing. So if you do want to meet other reflectors, like go in the community section and start a chat in the reflector section.
Oh my God.
And then you'll be able to find like people who've discussed reflectors with health, reflectors with relationships, reflectors with, it's all like subcategorized. But you know, the main thing about reflectors is to understand that there's so much coming at all of us every single day. And we can focus sometimes so much on our past and how that's conditioned us. But as a reflector, I would almost say it's more important to look at what is conditioning you in your reality today, because one of the things that is like, you know, one of the tropes about reflectors is that your environment is what kind of shapes you, and paying attention to your environment is the thing that you should always do to get aligned. And so even if you're not at a party, for example, and you're feeling off and you're feeling unaligned, what's coming through your phone every day is seeming to you like it's a reality. And your biggest weak spot as a reflector, the kind of hook that the outside has on you, is I need to know who I am. I need to feel safe. I'm going to feel safe if I set my identity, right? When you realize that you don't have a set identity, that conditioning doesn't have as much power on you. What you see everyone else doing, the way you see everyone else so confidently saying this is how they are, this is what they are, blah, 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 blah. Because you literally, when someone says that to you, you take that on and you can mirror that, right? And it feels good and it's exciting to feel like a different part of humanity kind of flow into you for that day. But to really detach from this misidentity of this isn't me. And I almost recommend sometimes going on like, and you've done this so many times, like going on fasts from outside conditioning as much as possible, so that you can come back to like not being afraid of the emptiness that happens when you don't have the outside hitting you. You know?
Oh, yeah, that's so true. Mm. I just got a powerful visual as a reflector of the emptiness, because if anybody has seen, which I think a lot of people listening has seen, a human design chart, reflectors are all open and that can be seen as empty, but that can also be a beautiful thing.
It's such a power, because, and I think I've said this to you before, it makes you the wisest of the people, because it's not about what you say, what you think, whatever. It's literally what you mirror. And what, going back to that energy of, you know, modeling the frequency that people need, if you're fully present with someone and you're not in your not self, when reflectors can actually become deflectors, right?
Yes.
Then actually what happens is you really show someone the essence of what they are, because we have our own stories about what we are all the time that actually stops us from being able to witness ourselves properly. So, and also you get the fun because you're like, oh, I get to taste this kind of person, this kind of life, this kind of human, this kind of da-da-da-da-da. So it's really important to sometimes regularly just detach from what identities am I thinking that if I need to have, I'll be okay, or I'll be validated, or I'll, you know, all those different kinds of things.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Yeah, because as a reflector, I feel like it can be hard to find a consistent personality.
Yeah.
It sounds crazy. Oh my gosh, yeah. I'm going to sound like a nut job, but like,
no.
To know who you are consistently, not just personality, but even because my brand is my personality, like a brand identity. I see people who have had a consistent brand identity for 10, 15 years. Mm. If you scroll all the way back on their Instagram or their website or whatever, I've been thousands of different people, sometimes in a given year. But I think what you're saying is that's a good thing for a reflector.
It's about being transient with the way that you communicate it as well. Like, this is me today, you know? And when you have that, when all reflectors have that lack of needing to shout to the world that this is the final destination.
Oh yeah.
It becomes so attractive, because you open up the capacity of other people to witness themselves also vicariously through you being all that is, which we can't do, because whenever you have color in your chart, that is like a buffer to the outside world. So that limits how much you can take in. So anywhere that you have color is your own consistency of who you are. And wherever you have white is where you can take in the outside world. This applies to everyone. So if you don't have anything that is consistently showing up for you, like you can't rely on having motivation every day. You can't rely on having emotional waves every day. You can't rely on having life force every day. You can't rely on having opinions, drive, you know, into splenic hits, you know, all those kinds of things. So it's whatever the day brings, but also realizing that you have the power, if you want to get something done, to put yourself in environments that are going to support you getting that done. And that's where the power of Flector is. It's like, you know what? I'm going to curate and I'm going to use the outside to bring out of me what I need to bring out of me today. Mm-hmm. So it's actually not a victim thing. It's like, oh, let me choose.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's why I go to the ocean so much.
Yeah.
Because I can feel like so out of it at home or under the fluorescent lights of buildings. But the moment that I get to the ocean, I feel like a completely different person. And I feel inspired and like energized, not always, but I feel actually different things every time, but good things every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So it becomes about knowing what you want and then kind of curating the outside world to kind of get you where you want to go.
Yeah. Wow. Mm. Okay, we're going to talk about something new today, which is NERCS. NERCS is a digital healthcare platform that makes it easy to get the expert healthcare that you deserve at every single step of your journey. We know that everybody's different, so NERCS provides treatment and care that is personalized to you. Through life's changes and transitions, NERCS is here to help you make informed choices about your health with care offerings such as birth control, anti-aging, prescription skincare, and treatment for common mental health concerns, all tailored to your unique history and goals. I think a lot of you know, started taking an SSRI last year, and it has completely changed my life, and it really revolutionized the way that I thought about the healthcare system and industry. NERCS has specialty level care. They are experts. They give you a prescription and a treatment plan, and you may be prescribed a treatment if medically appropriate. It's easy, and it helps you take control over your health, which I think is so important. So thank you to NERCS for sponsoring this podcast. Taking control of your health starts here. Go to NERCS.com/blonde to get started. That's NURX.com/blonde. Results may vary. Not offered in every state. Medications prescribed only if clinically appropriate. Consultation required. If you have any questions or concerns, please talk to your provider. And I know that you guys will really, really love this. It is officially spring, and I am so excited about it because that means warm weather and more time on the go. I just recently got new shoes from Vionic, and I am so excited. The Vionic Vitals collection has the best essential styles for everyday wear to get you ready for the season. The Uptown Loafer is what I got. It comes in 10 different shades of premium suede and leather to choose from, smartly deconstructed to collapse flat, and perfectly packable for your upcoming travels. I got kind of this like cream white color. It is so chic. Atticus actually unboxed them for me on my Instagram stories, and I was wearing them all day today. Now I'm home, just wearing my socks in bed, but I was walking around town in those Vionic Uptown Loafers all day, and I am so into them. So elevate your wardrobe with Vionic Vitals, a meticulously crafted collection with daily wear styles designed for perfection, where elegance, comfort, and versatility are all paramount. Vital for your wardrobe and vital for your well-being. It's also really cool that they even offer a 30-day guarantee. You wear them, love them, or return them for a full refund within 30 days. Use the code BLONDE at checkout for 15% off your entire order at www.vionicshoes.com when you log into your account. One-time use only. Vionic Shoes, wearable well-being for your feet. And then a reflector who feels purposeless and is looking for their purpose.
Okay. This one is so hard to hear. But you have to, they have to get rid of their impulsivity to know today because, and I get that that's so hard when all of us feel so far away from something we want, is that we want to know the answer today because that will just kind of soothe in an immediate way the need to have the answer today so we feel more secure. Actually, as a reflector, because you don't have anything that is consistently telling you something inside you, telling you where to go, it's life that gives you nudges, telling you the right answer. Now, the thing about reflectors is that they are the only type that are ruled by the moon. Everyone else is a solar being. Reflectors are lunar beings. And so they are so tapped into the 28-day lunar cycle. So when you have to come up with an answer, a big decision, the best thing to do as a reflector is to almost start a notes on your phone or make a diary or put it in your, store it in your head of, what are the things, instead of me going out and trying to reach for the answer, what are the things that have consistently nudged, kind of quietly hushed at me over the last month? Or I'll see what happens up over the next month. So you could feel like, for example, you want to, you know, start a, you know, become an artist and start painting, and you can put energy into it, of course, but to know that it's really the direction it comes, like, is right for you, you have to feel like life is kind of just like pushing it on your doorstep, just gently, repeatedly, over and over again. It's like it won't leave you alone, you know? And honestly, it's about the shots on target rather than the number of shots. So even if you only get 3 nudges a year or 2 nudges a year, it's then about how much you commit yourself to following through them and the execution. And you know this. And so instead of waiting for the answer today and then needing more and more and more answers, we all do this. We all are allaying our ego by, I need to know more, I need to know more, I need to know more, I need to know more. When a lot of the times, all of us are just procrastinating or needing information to make us feel safe rather than betting on ourselves and being, you know, doing life the way we're meant to do it, because we don't see that modeled. It's scary. It's terrifying, right? So as a reflector, it's important to sit with, you know, life is like, well, you know, with you. It's come to you repeatedly over and over, years and years of writing a book. Like, that's not going to leave you alone, you know?
It's
so that's
so
the
true.
Universe guiding you.
Yes, yes. Wow. I think we all know those things that just keep popping up. And sometimes it might just sound like such a fleeting thought that we're like, no, no, no. That's how I felt about a meditation platform for years.
Wow.
But I had a friend listening to a podcast of mine from 4 years ago, where apparently I was saying to Nikki, I want to start a meditation platform. And I, my friend said, you have to go back and listen to this. This is like a time capsule for you.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that really is crazy. So it's a trip a little bit because, again, in the spiritual world, we get taught all these tropes that don't apply to everyone. And so when it's like, listen to your intuition, it's like, yes. And everyone has that kind of knowing. But yours is really held by life. Mm-hmm. You know, life is always kind of just, where did that come from? It didn't come from me. What do you mean, right about? Like, it's just like comes to your doorstep.
Totally.
And, you know, it's the same thing with meditation platform. It's the same thing with book. It's the same thing with your love of blogging. Like these things that won't leave you alone. But a lot of the times reflectors have experienced these little nudges, but the mind gets in the way then. And this is the thing about all of human design, is getting out of the mind to make decisions for your life and getting into the body, whatever your authority is in human design, is the way you're meant to make decisions for your own life. So your mind can be free to become a genius at the outside world. But what happens is, let's say, for example, you keep getting nudged to paint. Your mind goes, interferes and says, wait, what do you mean? But how are you going to make money? How's that going to be successful? You can't do that. There's so much shame around that in your family, whatever, all the noise. So the important thing is to really try to take note between separating those two voices of like, oh, this is life and this is me, and really kind of just like extrapolate the two so you know which ones are coming from which ones. Otherwise, everything just feels like chaos in our head. We don't know what's what. It's like so not clear. So then being able to separate, oh, is this life that I just don't even know where it came from, but it nudged me? Or is it the oh buts, the yes ands, the how about this, the, you know, you should, you know, all of that stuff, which we really, it's believable, right? The mind is clever enough that it makes it believable that it feels true to us. But slowly, when you start actually building up more evidence on the other side of, oh no, I've listened to my authority enough times now that I kind of feel like I could believe it, then it becomes easier and easier. But the hardest time is the first step you take from going to mind, mind, mind your whole life to I'm deathly afraid, but I want to just give my authority a go and see where this happens.
Exactly. So authority, meaning like people are emotional authority, sacral, all that type of stuff in human design. Mm-hmm. But then for reflectors, are we none?
You are outer or lunar.
Right.
They have two different names.
Do you know which one I am?
So they're the same thing. They just have the same
thing.
They have different people call them different things.
The authority is the 28 days.
Yes. Uh-huh. So if you have an idea and you feel so excited about it, you hold it in your heart and you keep it with you and you say, okay, let's see how much this comes to me now over the next month or so. All right, life, if you really want me to do this, but keep showing me.
Mm-hmm. That's been a life-changing practice, but a hard one because a lot of decisions, they have to be made quick in this world. But
absolutely,
it's still life-changing because now I know, even though I do say yes to things, it's okay to eventually change your mind.
Absolutely.
It might not always be the professional look or whatever, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, people don't care as much as we think.
It's so true. And the other thing is also that, you know, if, for example, you really were into a house and you did kind of take the next level and say, okay, you know what? I'm going to wait. You never know. It's like we think we know how things are going to pan out, but maybe there's no other takers. Maybe someone else puts a bid and then they back out. Like if it's right for you, we don't have to do any of this like micromanaging of the exact process. We like map the exact process that is definitely going to have to happen that we definitely have to fit ourselves into.
Yes.
And it's insane. Like when you think about it, it really is insane.
That's what our minds do all the time.
Yeah.
That's what I lay awake thinking about. Like, okay, this is the way to go about this. This is what's going to make the most sense.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, but it's so crazy. And it gets me into this existential thought of mine when I'm like, but there is no one right way to do everything. There's not even like a 10 right ways. There's
no
millions, infinite. Oh my God.
And the only thing we can know is our one, our manual.
Yes.
And just do our manual. And then it's so cool because you're like, oh, the whole of life is unknown. The whole of life is not like figure outable, but that's why we come here.
That's why we're here.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Wow.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so a manifesting generator finding their purpose, because now I'm thinking about Atticus.
Mm-hmm. So with manifesting generators, there's a slight difference between getting into something that you were never excited about in the first place and then getting burnt out on it, and getting into something because you genuinely were excited about it and then all of a sudden you're not into it anymore, right? Because anything that you enter into in an unaligned way for anyone is going to burn out, right? You're going to stop doing it because you can't see the energy unaligned and then expect to get an aligned outcome. Mm. That's just mathematically impossible for the universe.
Absolutely.
So I think a lot of manifesting generators, and again, because all of us are so in a rush to feel like we have our purpose, we make this narrative that this is a thing that semi excites me, that I'm going to make the most exciting thing. It doesn't work that way. You have to genuinely be excited about it in the first place. And then if you have, you will have much less trouble when that excitement has waned, jumping to the next thing, because you already entered into that first thing aligned. So that means you extracted skills, you raised your own frequency, vibration, giftedness, capability, all those things. So switching over to something else or adding a different string to the bow is not going to feel like a lot because you've already grown your vessel to hold more in that first thing. If that first thing has shrunk your vessel, then it's a lot more scary to say, I'm afraid to jump, because all you've witnessed is shrinking your vessel. So you're afraid that the second thing is also going to do the same thing, right? We are building up evidence on our stories and our narratives based on what's happened to us already, which is so hard to not do. But it's also good to gather data and say, hold on a second, if I'm really, really honest with myself, did I just scramble to do the thing that everyone else is doing? Or was I taking a chance on the thing that really lit me up?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Everything you say is so profound. I love it. And then a question about manifesting, because I think a lot of people think being a manifester or being a manifesting generator means they can manifest and other people can't. What do you think is important for manifesting?
it's so, there's so many layers to the concept of manifesting, and it's so interesting because the reason why they are called manifestors and manifesting generators is because from the pure, pure human design perspective, manifesting is literally speaking into existence.
Mm-hmm.
And when a manifesting generator, a pure manifesting generator, or a more specifically manifestors, when they speak up and share and do their strategy, which is informing, they literally knock the rest of life around them into balance. Like they knock things back into their alignment. Okay. Sometimes it's a tornado, sometimes it's gentle, but they're kind of, you know, it's like that first flick of the domino and everything else kind of falls. So it doesn't mean that we don't have power, but it's the manifestors who kind of create the movement that all of us then are able to feed off of, right?
Makes so much sense.
So that's what they mean by manifestor energy, is that you have, technically, you have a motor center, which is one of the centers that creates energy, directly connected to your throat. And the throat is where all the energy in your design wants to come out of, is the throat. The throat is the only place where you can go from turning something that has alchemized inside you out into the outside world for other people to witness, right? Through the throat. So that's what manifestors do, is they have a motor that is directly, constantly feeding their throat. And that is what is ruling their chart. That is the dominant energy inside their chart. So when they tell people what they're doing and they're loud about it and they're unapologetic about it, it doesn't mean loud aggressive. It just means not hiding, not being small, whatever. They create grooves for other people to fall into. Now, when there's all that energy going around, then that means the manifestors and that means the generators, excuse me, and the manifesting generators can respond to things. It means projectors can get invited to things, and it means reflectors can mirror things, right? And, you know, witness all the things that all the other human beings are doing and let life kind of just like show what is consistent in them, also whilst having fun of all the spectrum that's kind of happening to them over the day. Like, oh, this is all the outside world fun and this is making me wise. And then what's all that other little voice that's kind of nudging me behind the scenes to do something to that, to show everyone what they are. So it's actually a perfect flow of a system down from one to the other, you know, mm-hmm. down from manifestors to
Absolutely.
Reflectors. And so, but where I've really gone on a journey with manifesting is that also there is so much ego in what we think we want. And we feel this pressure to come up with this idea that we have to know what we want and then we'll get it and then everything will be okay. Again, it's like just to soothe this discomfort with being unknown, you know, with not having the unknown and being able to have control over life. And really what I guess I've learned in the past year is that what we want is that inner security and safety and loving being who we are. And then everything else that is a match for that kind of appears anyway, sometimes in better ways than we can try to figure out. Anything we're trying to manifest, we're trying to get that feeling of who we are in it, right? Like mm-hmm. not just the feeling of love, but the feeling of being someone who's loving or someone who is loved or whatever it is, right? So I feel like the beauty of human design, and I only fall more and more in love with it every single day, despite my English cynicism that every day also wants to say, this can't be that real. Like life teaches me every single day that mm-hmm. this is so real.
Totally.
And it's so scientific and it's so literal that it's always about becoming a better version of yourself, and life will meet you there mm-hmm. with all the things that will give you the feelings that you want inside. And you don't have to decide what those things are necessarily.
Amazing. It's real. I mean, it's so real. And I have the same thought so often. I'm just like, what if none of this is even real? Like all this stuff that I'm so into. And it shows us every day. It's like it almost doesn't even matter if it's real or not, because it will show you every day in some way, shape or form that it is, and it'll show up. Something that I love about you, we were talking about this right before we started recording. We kind of touched on like the feminine and masculine and the boundaries and all this. What I love about you is that anytime something's really popular in like the spirituality pop culture space, we'll just call it that, like when all of us are like, we're empaths and like I say this like I'm making fun of myself, like I'm a highly sensitive person and then we need boundaries and like how do we be more feminine. You kind of, I guess as a projector, you're more looking at like a bird's eye view, and you always have the best take, which is always the best reminder of like, are we getting caught up in the minutiae? Tell us all your thoughts.
So my thoughts on that are all of these things are so valid and valuable, and this is our work as the generation. But I think that there's such a different energy when you are becoming a consumer of spirituality rather than you being in touch of your own, in charge of your own spiritual journey. So everything that comes your way, you almost have to take it through your own filter and say, what is the thing that is my priority right now? Like, what do I want most in my life? Do I want to feel like I, you know, I'm more free? Do I want to feel like I trust myself more? Do I want to feel like I can put a roof over my head? Whatever your thing is, I want to feel more beautiful. I want to, you know, get better skin. Like, it doesn't, there's no judgment over what your life's current priority is and not what you're telling yourself your priority should be, but your genuine priority. And then you can see these tools as like the sushi conveyor belt of like possible things that might be able to help you, but also might not. And it doesn't mean that they won't be helpful later on in your life, that you can always revisit the concept of boundaries. But if right now that's not something that is your top of mind, don't drive yourself crazy trying to tick the box of being the boundary person if it's not a match for your specific life path right now.
Totally.
And it's not going anywhere.
I love that. I love it because the consumer industry of spirituality is a thing and it has blown up. And in some ways it makes sense because we're in the age of Aquarius and this is the time for all of these businesses and people and everything to be popping up. But on the other hand, it's a little frustrating and I actually miss the days of, I mean, there's things I miss about the days where you're talking about when you had to like sneak around to go to Kabbalah when I was the only person I knew who did yoga and was like reading these Sanskrit texts. Like, it's everywhere now, and that's amazing. Mm-hmm. But I think you also have to be a lot more discerning. And just because some spiritual teacher that you love says, like, you need to place boundaries in every area of your life. And if you're a woman who's not in your divine feminine, you better find that divine masculine man and like do the whole. It just looks so different for every single one of us.
Yeah. And it's painted so confidently that we don't often take the time to think about, well, what would I feel like if I feel more feminine? Do I already not feel feminine enough before I saw that? What would it look like to me? And how will I know when I get there? Because otherwise you're just on this endless, and I've been there. I've been on this endless search, but really how would, like, not knowing what my markers are or where my, where I'm aiming to go. And so what's actually happening is my energy, I'm hijacking my own energy on this quest that is, doesn't have a clear final point. Like, you would never do that in work. You would never do that in, you know, working out or, you know, eating something or whatever. Like, there's a stop point of, you know, what you're aiming, what this aim is. And then you also know when you're done.
Totally.
So I really feel like I don't want all of us, because we are in a stage of life where everything is so unknown and so airy and shifting so quickly as we head into this new paradigm, that it's almost like taking the power back, taking the control back of you being, you know, almost sitting on your chair and seeing everything from above and selecting very carefully and intentionally something that is offered to help you, not more powerful than you, not, you know, that you, it has ignited a fear or a lack in you because someone else has a perfect life, seems to have a perfect life, and that's the thing that they do, but because it really rings true for you. And I also think it's important to gravitate towards people that are giving it in integrity as well, because then it's a cleaner exchange. It's someone who has your back and makes you feel held through it rather than not enough. So there's a lot of energy, you know, different energetics behind it. But I just feel like you can never get to a place where you feel powerful if you don't start it off deciding that that's what you're going to do.
Totally. Your face is shape-shifting so much. I'm like trying to concentrate and the room is dissolving. I love it. I love it. Oh my God. Yeah, that's such a powerful conversation. And it's true. I think it can just be so hard to know who we are in this world. And we don't have to know, first of all. But it's so easy to latch on to what everybody's teaching and exploring. And I think the best thing to do sometimes is just step back a little, like you said, maybe specifically for reflectors, but I think this is true for everyone, and just take a little break from all the incoming information and tune back in with yourself and see what makes you excited.
I'm so curious as well, when you've taken like long phone breaks, do you look at your phone again And it just seems so funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know hilarious. What I mean? It's like you're not so hooked into it being reality. So you kind of see it as this like funny thing.
Yes.
You know, this even, like game everyone's playing.
Even after our mushroom ceremony or during, I remember being at the tree and talking to Minesh and just like laughing hysterically. I'm like, social media, oh my God. And he's like, I know. And I'm like, no, phones, like, we think we're all connected because yeah. we're connected through our phones. And he's like, I know. Like, he already had been through all this thoughts that I was having. I was shook. And
that's so funny.
Yeah. Even when I wake up from a really long sleep or a really deep sleep where I was maybe traveling, astral projecting, who knows? When I wake up and I do feel like so much has shifted, I'm like, oh, I have to look at my phone today. Whereas if I had like a really light sleep and I'm like kind of in the same energy as I was when I went to sleep, it's one of the first things that I do. I'm not anti phone or checking in with people, but it's when I have slept so deeply and I've been in a different realm. And then I remember that I'm here and I'm like, I don't want to look at any of this. I want to keep it off for as long as possible. And it is funny. They're hilarious. I mean, beautiful. Thank you for connecting us to everyone that is in our lives. But kind of funny, and our souls are vibrating on a different wavelength.
It's
than
so
the phones.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's just like it's just the mirror of everything we are as humans. And so for as long as we'll continue to sell lack, there'll be lack on social media, but yeah. just like magnified to mm-hmm. how we would do it in person. And
totally.
But the same with beauty, and the same with learning, and the same with, you know, people sharing joy. Like all of this stuff is magnified, the good and the bad.
It's so true. Wow.
Yeah. And just a lot.
I know. It's a lot. What are you excited about right now?
I am excited about going back to Ibiza.
Yes.
I'm excited.
It's your soul's home.
I'm excited to go have lunch with you. I'm excited to go back to Ibiza. I'm excited for the world. Like, I'm
all the
so
things.
Many levels.
Yes.
Yeah.
And everybody has to get your app. Everybody who's listening, which... I see strangers all over the place using the app, and I send Jenna photos. So I'm confident that a lot of people already have the app. But also your book. This is mm-hmm. the first time you've been on the show you've written the book.
Gosh.
It's a game changer. It's beautiful.
You.
I revisit it so often.
Thank
if
you.
I just want to dive back into all of what human design is. And I think my favorite thing about you as a teacher, and I tell you this so much, is that I could read your words, I could listen to you on every podcast, and I learn something brand new every time. Even the book, like when you revisit those pieces of the book, you will find what you need to know that maybe last time you looked, it didn't jump out at you because mm-hmm. it wasn't what you were going through at this time.
Yeah. It's so crazy because I think the books that I revisit, I feel the same way. I'm like, oh my God, how did I not pick this up or whatever? Mm-hmm. But I really try to push myself as well to say things in different ways so that it doesn't sound, you know, there's certain things that have become so cliche that they don't even penetrate us because mm-hmm. we've heard them so many times. So I always try to kind of keep innovative with words and say things in different ways so that you could talk around the same concept and one will land for someone,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
100%.
I'm the same way. One thing will land for me and I'm like, oh, like I was saying about surrender, like, oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
That's surrender.
Totally. You know? Same. It's different layers, different stages. 100%.
Yeah.
And where can everybody find you?
My Human Design is the app. MyHumanDesign.com is a website if you want to do your look up your chart on either. The app is now like custom tips and forums and custom meditations and the whole thing. And then the book is just called Human Design. And I'm Jenna Zoe on Instagram and My Human Design on Instagram. So
every time I get my tip of the day, I want to screenshot it and send it to you. Like, it's so exciting. And the reason that I just looked at my phone is because I knew it was 201. And it is.
It's hilarious. And also, Manesh wrote me this morning and is like, what's the name of your reflector friend?
What? Oh my God.
He just said his name.
I need to talk with him. Life-changing. Life-changing.
I know. So
with
funny.
Him. Oh my God. I love you.
I
Thank
love
you for
too.
Doing this. I could talk to you all day.
I know.
I just gonna put a pin in it so that we can have lunch before the rest of the day takes off.
Perfect.
I love you.
We'll come back.
We will. Many, many times. I love you so much.
Love you too.
Yay.
I was like, we'll come back. And you said many, many times. I was like,
Is she talking about reincarnation?
Lifetimes, I know.
Oh, God.
Both.
Everything. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. I'm so happy that you're here. Come say hi on Instagram at The Balance Wand and tell me what your favorite part of this episode was. Subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts and send me a screenshot of your rating and review for a free Soul on Fire yoga ebook. See you next Wednesday. Love you guys.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.